Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tell you what, mate, it's cold in here.
Yeah.
It's freezing. Are you paying the heating bill?
I'm not cold at all, mate. I'm pretty...
Have you been paying the heating bill?
I'm in a t-shirt and lovely...
Have you been paying the heating bill?
No, I don't think so. Why? Maybe...
Not the first thing you haven't paid, mate.
Okay. Shut up! I don't do none of that.
Oh, well, now we can't play the intro. I thought we were going to play the intro there, and now we can't. Can't play the intro. You didn't say the line.
No, this is actually really bad, you know, because I'm like, it's like, do you know when you're Twitch streaming and someone says a message and then you have to press allow or block?
Yeah.
That's what all my jokes are like today in my head. Like you said that, I was going to say more and then I fell silent and I hovered over allow or block. And this has been a long intro. Shut up! You say it because I'm talking. Sorry.
Oh yeah, shut up, I'm talking.
No, really say it, man. Really fucking mean it.
I think...
Just say it, shout it.
Shut up, I'm talking.
Shut up, I'm talking.
How are you then?
Fuck off.
It's been an eventful weekend, week. I'm not even sure. If you can't tell, I accused Tom of something at the start, baselessly. And there's been a whole lot of that going on
this week.
Don't worry, Tom. Don't worry. Because that's for our $7 Patreon. We will not be speaking a word on this today.
We probably will.
But we will actually be speaking about it on the $7 Patreon because I would be a real twat if I went around tweeting $7 Patreon all week and then didn't.
For anyone that doesn't know, who's our loyal viewers and is a bit confused, basically, yeah. Here's what happened. And I'll tell you this because I had to explain this to one of my dad's friends yesterday and I realised just quite how pathetic I am. Basically, on this podcast, I call someone a dickhead. They call me a dickhead back. Then I call them a dickhead. Then their mate called me a dickhead. Then I call them a dickhead. Then this other guy came in and called everyone a slur. Then we all went, you're a dickhead. And he went, no, you're a dickhead. Then I went, no, you're a dickhead. Then he did a long stream going, you're a dickhead. Then my mate did an even longer stream, watching his stream, going, you're a dickhead. Then I did a quick video going, you're a dickhead. And then this morning, he's in a video. Basically, we should all do something else.
But also, I think... we shouldn't lie about people.
It's just, oh, mate. Oh,
is well,
do you know,
again.
Do you know when I explained that to them, how pathetic I looked? They were like, oh, yeah. And I'm sorry, and you get paid?
You get paid to do that.
And I went,
big,
yeah, I do.
This big school ground of a career.
And I went,
space
yeah, I do.
Have.
And I just, and all I receive in return is money and shame. But anyway,
I had to
like tee myself up to do my serious video. Which I did. That was one of the videos. And I really had to get into that energy. And I'm just...
Tom, I fear we're talking about this too much for
free.
Oh,
yeah. No, you're sorry. You're right. This is why I love
you. So we'll get into our first segment, shall we? Which is where I ask you, Tom, what's your worst moment of this week? I can only guess.
No, it's actually not that, you know?
What?
My worst moment of this week was bullshit, man. It happened yesterday. So, yeah. I go down to the dentist.
Yes.
I went to a dentist the other week. I came in. They went, oh, sorry, the power generator's gone bust. You got to come back.
The power generator?
Yeah, the dentist. So I can.
Wait, are they not connected to the national grid?
I don't fucking know.
What sort of mad, like, fucking, like, conspiracy theorist dentist do you have? I can't be on the grid. I can't be on the grid.
Leave them out. They're nice. They're nice people.
They're nice people, but
they're
just
They're only around the corner, so they'll be here. Anyway, so I go back around there yesterday in the middle of the work day. I go around there. I'm having a little thing done. I go, it's this new dentist. She's this really lovely woman. She's like, oh, how are you? How are you doing? I go,
choked on my spit.
What are you doing?
I choked on my own.
I'm talking.
Spit.
Actually, shut up. Stop spitting. I'm talking. That's when we start a rant. But anyway.
Have a little drink, shall I?
Can you fuck off? I'm trying to, like, this isn't
Tell the story. I'm just coughing.
All right. So anyway. You've been a
all right, can you just...
So you're at the dentist and there's this lovely lady dentist.
Yeah, she's like, oh, we're going to do a little bit of this today. I go, oh, cool, all right. And I go, all right. She goes, sit down. I go, oh, cool. Yeah, open your mouth. I go, oh, cool. She, you know, maybe it's going to take 5-10 minutes. In the middle of a work day on a Monday. And she goes, all right, she's going to inject you. And you are. She pulls out the biggest fuck off needle I've seen in my life. Goes, I'm going to stick this in the back of your face. I go, hang on. You are. And then she goes,
what are you having done?
A fill-in.
Oh, well, oh,
but
yeah.
I thought, yeah, but they should name it something more menacing than fill-in.
Well, that's all, they're just filling up your tooth.
No, but I've had teeth out. When you're getting teeth out, you think that, yeah.
Why you had teeth out?
Shit's going to get crazy because I was born with too many.
What?
Anyway.
They're baby teeth. They fall out on their own.
Not me. So I had too many, yeah? And then she goes, yeah, I'm going to inject you. I go, all right then. What am I going to do? She fucking sticks a load of drugs in my face. Immediately, this whole left side of my face goes really high and I can't feel it, but I can also really feel it. It's mad. And then she starts drilling my teeth, drilling at them, but it was fine because all the drills sounded like robots from Wall-E, so I found that quite enchanting. But then she does this for ages and ages and ages. I'm done. And she goes, right, your mouth's going to be a bit numb. And I go, oh, yes, really. And then guess what? I have a lisp for the rest of the day and I can not feel my face and I start chewing at my cheek. And then over there, I'm told by one of the team, dirty team. I'm told by one of the team.
All right, don't be too harsh to them because you've already done them dirty enough, apparently.
I hate them. Get back to work. Sorry. I have to do that off camera. And then get told by one of my dirty, stinky team that you can't just chew at your face because it's back. Because it was really, you know, chewing at your cheek. It's like that new film, Novocaine, where he doesn't experience any pain.
Yeah. If you're currently numb and chewing on your face, you might bite through it.
Yeah, so luckily I stopped.
That's good.
But yeah, nah. And then it was the middle of a work day and half my face was fucking, I couldn't feel. And I was speaking like this all day. But yeah, no, so... I had it and my whole left side of my face was numb and I just felt miserable. But then it stopped being numb and that was wicked. And it started hurting and that was less wicked.
Oh, wait, what was it? Oh, did the filling hurt? Oh.
Yeah, so it's just been a roller coaster.
That's pretty bad.
What was your worst moment of the week, Jack?
Well, here's the thing. I think I'm a bit shocked that neither of us have picked the obvious.
Because it wasn't that bad.
I don't know, it sort of put a dampener on my weekend, but you know what put a bigger dampener on my weekend?
I do, because I was there.
You were there, so you fucking know.
I was there, and I had to remind you that this happened, because you trauma blocked it out.
I did, I forgot this happened, but Tom reminded me today, and this was terrible. I don't even know where to begin. We were at a park.
You were at a park, and we've been talking about the internet
drama
all day.
Well, no, this is my story. You're going to get to start.
All right, sorry, it's just such a good story.
But we're at the park, and we've been speaking about all that's been going on, and I'm already a bit stressed, and we're sat on a bench... in front of a lovely, like, pond, stroke, lake. I don't know what the difference...
In Queen's Park.
Yeah, right? In Brighton. We're sat there. We're looking at the frozen lake. The ducks are sort of walking on it because they're all confused. They're like, why can't I swim in this no more? And then all of a sudden, as we're chatting, I just hear, like, crash, plunk. Like, yeah. And I'm like, that sounds like something breaking through the ice. And then I look and I see a girl has fallen... through the ice.
A little girl,
at this point she's a while away enough that I'm not sure quite how little she is, but she's not big, that's for certain. And I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing for her, she's fallen through in front of everybody.
Is that really what you thought
initially? And then I thought, oh, she's just going. She was quite near the, she hadn't managed to walk on the ice and get into the middle of the pond, that would actually be bad. She was right near the bank, so I was like, oh, she'll just pull herself back in. And then she just went, and it started like screaming, and I went, oh, she's stuck. So then I did the next thing you do in that situation, which is look around, and I realized, oh, I'm the closest adult to this situation, so I've probably got to help. So then I stood up and I started walking over, at which point you and Harry also stand up, because I think we all clock that really this is
probably on us.
Probably. Well, you say that, but where was Dad? Well, we figured that out.
Can I say, you've never done this before. I actually think you're downplaying this story. For the record, viewers, it was a freezing cold day. We were all in coats, and this, like, tiny girl has just... and we spent ages trying to crack this ice and throw shit.
It was quite thick.
And has just plunged through it, and it's dead silence, and then the most, like, upsetting, ear-piercing scream... All right, like, I actually think you're slightly downplaying
all right, well, that's
it.
All true. But, so I got up and started walking over, and I thought walking maybe isn't adequate, so I started running. So I ran over, at which point I then see another fella running from the other side. I don't know who this guy is. I guess at this point he could be a parent, he could just be a stranger. But I've reached out and I've grabbed her by the hands and I've pulled her out of the lake and I've put her down. Right, and at which point we then find out the fella who had just we just beat there was her dad. And this is where the worst moment comes in. Because it wasn't her going in that was terrible. I imagine that sucked for her, but I mean, you know, whatever. I didn't feel it. The thing that really gets me is I think I had the most awkward social interaction ever. I pulled this little girl out of the lake and the guy went over and he like hugs her and I'm like, oh, this is clearly her dad. And then I just stand there because am I free to go? I don't know the social etiquette of when you've just saved someone's child. Do you hang around and have a little chat with them? Maybe they have questions. Maybe he wants to go, how did this happen? Or maybe he wants to say, thank you so much for saving my daughter. But he just, I think I stood there for about a minute and he just never even looked at us once. So eventually after about a minute, I went, I guess I'll just go back to my bench then. So then I went and sat back down on the bench. And with you guys, we all went at once. And I was sort of like, well, that was mad. And then the little girl and the dad, they all start walking. They're clearly walking to their car. So they start walking past us again. The little girl's going, I hate them. I hate them. And I'm thinking, all right, fucking hang on. If you're talking about me. And then I keep listening. And she goes, I hate ponds. And I go, oh, she's written off ponds. But fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. I get that. No, I thought, or maybe ducks. But either way, it wasn't us. And I thought, well, okay, that's fine. But the dad at this point is still, and I didn't do it for the thanks. I did it because it was right. But God damn it, if you save someone's child, you think they'd at least look at you.
What did he do?
But this is what he did instead. We were sat on the bench and he walks past us and he doesn't even look at us walking past. And then once he's passed us, I'm about to say to like one of you guys, this guy's a dick. Like he's really, where was he? Why did we have to save his kid? And why is he not like, what a dick. And then right as I go to say that, he sort of like, imagine I've got my back to, he sort of turns around and just goes.
Audio listeners,
and just
gives us a thumbs up and a Tommy in a thumbnail face smile.
He just gives us like a big thumbs up. And I remember thinking like, okay, well, thank you for finally acknowledging us. But fucking like, say thanks, bro. What? I saved your kid. Your kid could have died. Maybe, probably not really. But like, aww. I helped.
Can I just say how this was from my point of view? Because it was very different, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
Because I saw the girl fall in. So we've been talking about what was going on the internet all day. And then we got into a really in-depth chat.
Oh my God.
With me and Harry about in life, specifically with success, how much of it is luck? And I was saying it's about 50, 60% luck. And Harry was saying, no, it's almost no luck. It's actually all in your control. Which point I was vehemently disagreed with him because I've thought lots about this over the few years. So the girl falls in the lake and I think, oh, bollocks. And then I see you stand up and then I see Harry stand up and I go, oh, I may as well.
I'm totally
so lying. I join, but I can see, because it really shook you up for the rest of the next couple hours. But I think the difference is you didn't have your peripheral. For me, I thought, well, Jack's going to go, then Harry. Then worst comes to worst, I got to get involved. I sort of knew that there were at least two other guys helping.
Right.
So I was very relaxed at the end of the bench. Watching a tiny girl fall in a lake, she's going to be scared of lakes for the rest of her life now. Really,
yeah, she hates them. Made it very clear.
Really puts everything into perspective. You think things aren't that bad because I'm not cold in
the
lake.
The thing is about you, I think you were too preoccupied in the argument you were having with Harry.
Well, here's what
happened. I know this because when you
said... Hang on, let me... So we go out, we help the girl out of the lake. She's walking back to the car screaming, I hate this. And I do think, because she's freezing cold, I think, oh man, should I offer her my coat? But then I really thought to myself, well, the thing is, if I offer her my coat, it's my nice coat, isn't it? If I offer her my coat, how am I going to get it back? Because you're going to walk into the car. Do I offer it to her, dry her up? And then I'm going to genuinely have to go, oh, sorry, can I have that back? So I thought, it's just not worth it. She should just be cold for a couple more minutes. When we pulled her out of the lake, and I didn't do it. I watched, actually. But still, I was part of the team. I was the moral support. I was like the...
Yeah, but again, as I was about...
So anyway, we go back to the bench. At this point, I think, oh, this is great leverage for my argument. So I lean over to Harry and go, bad luck. because she fell
and
in.
He just turns his strength back to us
because I was
low,
really passionate, and then you and Harry are really thrown, but I'm not.
Yeah,
thrown.
I was like, wait, no, hang on. I actually want to address what's just happened because
I'm like, no,
you didn't have to save a kid. You just watched me save a kid.
I'm like, it's 50% luck, man, at least. And
not
Harry's
50.
Like, no, 10.
10's a good. No, I think Harry's right. I think 10%
is way more than 10, idiots. But it was pretty. Wow, yeah, it was quite shocking, really. Poor girl. And this is the other thing we said is she would have pulled us out of the lake, and then Jack went, she's thinking like 8 years' time, she's going to be like, she's going to see us doing our podcast or doing our YouTube, and she's going to go, where do I know them from?
Well, imagine, can you imagine you look at her face, and you're like, why do they look so familiar?
Oh, he pulled me out of the lake.
But probably she was probably too preoccupied with being in a frozen lake to take much note of how
it was. Pretty terrifying. It was pretty scary. It was scary, though.
Probably.
But and then when we was out by the lake, whenever a kid got near the lake, you fucking started.
Oh my God,
you were so anxious.
So many kids just kept going near the lake and poking the ice. I was like, I am not pulling another one out. So I was like, I'd want to get up and leave. So we because then if I'm not near it, it's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
I did not want to be responsible for pulling more kids out of the lake. Like one of the mums walked past. And she could see me being antsy. I was like, I'm sorry, I've just pulled one out and I'm not doing it again. I like told the mum and she's like, yeah, yeah, we've all been there. And I thought, have we? Have we really all been there?
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Can I say, though, I think I had a worst moment.
Fuck, I don't even remember you. Oh, a dentist. Everyone goes to the dentist.
It was shocking.
Right, in the comments, put a one. No, actually, that would ruin the comments.
Ruin.
Right, in
just
the comments,
say, really
if you've
just
been
say.
To the dentist... Tell us you've been to the dentist. If you've pulled a kid out of a lake...
That's stupid. No, that's not cater for it. They can discuss on their own, in their own way, whose was worse.
I'm just saying, I bet half
put
of them...
One.
I bet half of them in the comments have been to the dentist.
Yeah, but they haven't been jump scared, but so many people hate needles. They'll back me. Yeah, should a needle going into your face, near your eye?
That's not near your eye. It's in your mouth.
It's close.
About maybe 3 inches down.
Oh, that's quite big, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quite... It's quite actually, no, you're right. That's quite
a phenomenal
big,
distance.
That's, yeah, massive distance, actually.
Yeah, so, right. Well, that's settled.
Right.
What else is going on this week?
Well, what else happened was I did my first ever comedy, proper comedy night that I did called Tomedy. It was to 90 people in Brighton. Oh, it was just amazing.
Was it only 90?
Yeah. Everyone came.
It's crazy how, like, full a room can feel. Like, with, you know, if it's a small room. Like 90, you don't think of as being a big... But that's a lot of people. That was a lot. That was a big room. Sorry, I just...
Yeah, that's crazy,
I thought
man.
It was more than that. It just felt like more than 90.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I don't know why. Look.
That is crazy.
Just puts everything into perspective. That was a pretty full room. You know, week in, week out, 100,000 people watch this podcast on average.
Right.
And that was just 90 of them. And that felt like loads.
Yeah, wow, all right.
This
is probably
saying,
quite exciting for you.
That's 1,000 times and a bit more than what was in that room.
And
1,000 of that room, Jack, are here right now listening to us.
Do you remember when we did the tour? Sometimes that was in front of a couple hundred people. Sometimes in front of 1,000 or 2,000
people. Yeah,
there was
big lights that I couldn't see all the people. This time I was in the crowd and I could see them all.
Yeah, okay.
You're being a patronising dickhead, do you know that?
I'm sorry, I've never...
Just because you go to pubs all the time and tell your little jokes in front of
little.
Five or maybe
you know,
six people.
If anyone likes the jokes, it was you, pal.
I did.
You
I
were very into them. Don't demean them.
You did very... Tomedy was a great success. I really enjoyed it.
So we did. I'll tell you about Tomedy. So we get in, I'm there chilling in the green room. There's literally like among us. So they come in and I'm standing watching all the cams like a really cool guy. And I'm watching all the fans come in. I see you and Eleanor come in. I see Freddie come in. It's awesome. It's very. I feel like God because I can see what I shouldn't be able to see. And I see the fans chatting and it's like, oh, wow. And it properly is like cams in Among Us. We'll post a photo on the Patreon because it's wicked. Anyway, what happened then? Oh, yeah. Jokes.
You probably did the show,
I did
yeah.
the jokes. I tried some mental jokes. I did.
You tried some very experimental jokes.
There was one. Where I pronounced I was now Superman and I wanted to fly, and I got carried over the audience. That was thrilling. What didn't quite work was getting the audience to listen to a Bruce song for 9 minutes.
Yeah, you...
Which is a shame, because Bruce is great.
It was, and this is the thing, I actually did say, if it was a worse song, I think
but you
some people
it.
Would have left. But it was a good song, so at least
and Jack
you
really,
sort of had solace in that.
Jack and my dad really liked that joke, so that's really all that matters.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
no,
sure
you told me afterwards you loved it. Don't.
I was quite drunk.
Don't
but,
backtrack. Oh, yeah, you were. Fair enough.
But I really, it sort of had this bell curve.
It won't happen again. But I'm glad it happened.
It had a bell curve where, like, it sort of started off quite funny. And I said to Melly, I think he's really going to commit to this. And then about 4 minutes in, I'm thinking, oh, he really is committing to this. And then by about minute seven, I'd look at Ellie and just burst out laughing because he was still silently just going, and just like getting really antsy and like doing like fake piano in the air while this song was playing, not saying a word.
It was pretty brilliant.
It was.
You had to be there.
I don't know if it was brilliant,
but you know what it was?
It was fucking bold.
Thank you. And that's all that matters, really.
And I really
it
did.
Was not
I respected
boring.
That.
Thank you. So I did some quite experimental jokes. It went down very, very well. Turns out I've never done crowd work before. Turns
you were
out,
great at that. I thought that was your strongest suit.
Thank you. I didn't even know I could do that. So I'm pretty like, I'm going to do some more of that.
You become a crowd work guy. You'll be like Matt Rife
I'm
2.
I'm literally going to be Matt Rife 2. But I'm going to have even more men fans. I like love Matt Rife. I know so much about Matt. I don't love Matt Rife. I love about knowing about him.
That's normal.
No, but you know how like people like learn loads about wars and stuff. Like they don't, it doesn't mean they love war. It means they love history. I love history. Just Matt Rife's. Anyway, so so much about him. But yes, I tell you what though, I've got to give you, because I come out there thinking that one, I was really happy. Couldn't meet you in the pub. Mm. You were so kind to me, Jack. I really
enjoyed
you
it.
You were very, very
I thought
complimentary.
Your crowd work was great. I thought your ability to be an MC and really like guide your audience into it. Like, because the thing is, you had four other comedians or three?
Four.
Four. And obviously, like, some
amazing comedians.
Amazing comedians, but like.
Charles Wiley, Donna Williams, Heather Elizabeth, Isaac HP.
Shout and like out. Isaac, so like Isaac is the sort of person that I think our audience would like generally get behind.
Yeah.
You know, it's similar humor, it's very Gen Z. But like two of the comedians you had on there, one of them was apparently the oldest stand-up comedian in the
Char
country.
Charles Wiley, man. 80. She's a fucking legend.
And the other one, I'm not going to guess her age, but she was, you know, not Gen Z by any stretch of the means.
I was quite expecting the evening. Should I tell you what it was like for me? Because I was quite nervous.
Well, quickly, let me finish the point.
Sorry, yeah.
I think you did a really good job of like taking people that like aren't of our generation and don't necessarily make jokes that like are like, hey, other Gen Z kids, and like getting your audience behind those people. Because they were funny, but I think people obviously show up expecting, you know, your sort of humor. And I think to be able to guide the night into loads of different like styles is like really cool. I thought it was great.
Thank you. I was expecting it to be quite nerve-wracking. I was sort of nervous it would be a lot of young people because, you know, I've tried, well, no, like, you know, like 15, like trying to age up my audience. And it was basically all 18-year-olds, which was really exciting.
Yeah, sort of people like...
Like people who've grown up with us now, and that was amazing.
Yeah, like 18 and up, really.
So I sort of, it was really emotional for me, actually. I was really touched, mostly when I was getting them to watch the other comics. Because, you know, I've spoke so much about it on this podcast, but I've done this for a year and... People don't experience, just watching our audience see someone in the way that it should be seen, with no phone, with them, feeling the energy of the room. And like, these were people who I really thought my audience was going to like these, and it's going to be weird and unusual and memorable. Mm. And like Donna Williams, for example, I think she's 40 or 15. She's like a fucking rock hard lesbian. And like, she's fucking brilliant. And her set to like all of our crowd who, you know, are... Basically all lesbians.
Also very queer.
Yeah, I suppose you said it better than me. It was just like, oh my God, like this is amazing. And I had so many people after. And what was also brilliant is after, we had so much time. So because there was 90 people there, and like one of the tour shows, I could say hi and have a chat with everyone. And so many people were like, I didn't know that this was a night out. And I was like, yeah, you can come here, Artista Cafe. It's £5 on a Tuesday and Wednesday to see some comics. They were like, this is amazing. And just so many people like, I'm going to get into stand-up. This is exciting. And to explain a thing that I've been excited about for 5 years, and not talk about it, but to show it to people and for them to feel the magic and shit that I've been banging on about and be like, oh,
this is really great.
He's not crazy. Like, this is amazing.
And I think the best
that,
way to show
it... That made me feel so happy.
The best way to show it isn't through doing it through you, because then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, well, I already like Tommy in it.
Yeah,
like, no, you literally, like, you like this art form. Like, here's everyone.
And seeing that, you know, there was... Heather had quite like a lot of sexual jokes in the set, and it was different tonally. But, you know, it's still, it was a brilliant set, and seeing that work with our audience, which isn't something, you know, we've never
done
sex
really
jokes.
Do.
You know what I mean? That's not like... But that was just... I just loved it. I thought it was one of the... Well, best nights I've had in a long time.
It really
time.
Encouraged me to try different stuff.
Yeah, good.
I've opened every stream by saying, my cock doesn't work.
Okay. I don't think that's would I, why
well,
did
she
take
was
that
just
away?
So, she was so just personal about her sex life. And I thought, all right.
Does it not? Are you? Okay.
I've been hoping someone in chat would have like a sort of, eat this food and it'll, but no one really has had anything. They just laugh. Which is horrible because I was really.
Is it, it? Does it? Or is it? Are you sort of.
I mean, I can pee with it.
Are but... you unable to. I think it's.
So do you know how to fix it or not? Because let's just move on if you don't. I'm not here to sort of drag it out.
I genuinely don't even know if you're doing a. Okay.
I just want to know if you know any remedies. Some people say, like, oh, try a little bit of fish oil. Doesn't do shit, just tastes weird. Maybe I wasn't supposed to eat it, though. Maybe I was supposed to, like, rub it on. But I found rubbing it doesn't do anything, so I really don't get it. Really, nothing seems to work at the minute.
And we have to give a shout-out to Dan, who was at the show. Dan said...
Oh, Dan! Yes! I remember Dan.
Dan, hey, Dan. So, yeah, you came up to us, Dan, who was pretty pissed. Let's be honest, Dan, you were a couple pints in because you came up to me and Jack and you insisted you needed a shout out because we mentioned a few episodes ago that people did that with the Yogscast. But you said good mouth or bad mouth me. Doesn't matter. I'm Dan.
You got the option because I didn't. I was told specifically to bad mouth.
No, he said bad mouth me. And I went, what? You just want me to chat shit? And he went, if you want, or say nice things. And then he kind of like turned it. And he was like, actually, good mouth would be nicer. But I guess, Dan, we're giving you a shout out. Also, shout out to the people who live in Brighton that said in their flat they watch Shut Up, I'm Talking every Sunday on the telly. Hey, flat.
Hey. I hope you're having a great... I hope you've done the dishes or whatever. What is that, how house sharing is? I've never done it.
Yeah, you have.
I live with Scott Smajor. He's incredibly clean.
Very clean, yeah. But yeah, no, it was very shocking having so many people be into the podcast. It was amazing. It was
everyone
so cool.
There was into the podcast. That's what made me happy. Anyone... Who like anyone of the older section of the audience seems to really like this. And I think
it was just awesome. Like the audience getting older with us, it just was like, you know what? I've been believing in. Here's what it is, Jack. For this past year, I've been believing that stand up is going to be better than this. That people who are our age want something real and in person, and that's not bullshit. And I've been believing it. And for the first time on that night, I went,
it's true.
It's fucking true. So I'm well chuffed. I'm bidding.
I'm
this
very proud of you.
Off. Not the podcast. I like the podcast.
The podcast is great. We'd never been this up.
This is,
I think for as long as...
I appreciate you being proud of me, though.
For long as I can speak with my fucking lungs and my mouth, then I'm going to do this podcast.
Or if you move up north.
No, I'd figure a way.
Oh, wow.
I travel down once a week, aren't I? It's not far on the train.
Guess what else happened related to Tommy? The other night, do you know when it was all kicking off?
Oh, yes.
It was all kicking
off. Wait, what was kicking off?
Basically, yeah.
We'll speak about it on the Patreon. I was just getting a little add-in.
That was really cool. Did you like that, guys, in the flat? Did
$7, by the way.
Fucking hell.
$7.
I mean, no shame.
Well, hey, my no
t-shirt
shame.
Gonna be on sale soon as well. Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
That's shit.
Fuck off, is it shit? Look at the back.
Wait, well, let's see the back. All right, you've
that
won
is
me over.
Morality cool.
All right, never. Well, you've won me over. That is.
Ironically, cool. The point of Vapely was to make fun of YouTubers selling products. So, okay. So yeah, it was all kicking off. Yeah,
it was.
This is before I posted my video, but after or every. By the way, if you're watching, Dream reckons you're the arsler. So that's bad.
Only if you're one of his viewers. If you came here from me, then you're fine.
I doubt he like anyway.
Well, he never said anything publicly.
It's true, but he did specify.
Actually, no, he
not me.
No, he said I gave him butterflies in his tummy.
Oh, God forbid!
Do you know that, by the way?
No, let's Patreon. Come on,
all right,
pal.
Sorry.
Focus. Anyway, so I thought ah, this is a bit of wank. So I went out. And basically, I went bowling, wicked. Then me bowling and my mate sick. Lucas and Toby, but Toby fobbed off. Johnny showed up. We went out dancing, yeah?
Easy reply.
Guess who I met when I was out dancing? Load of people that were at Tomedy. So obviously...
Small town.
Wicked. These two guys are like, oh, we loved your Tomedy. What was your favourite joke? When you flew over us like Superman? Fair enough, I said. Then
have you explained yet how you managed to fly? No, or does that spoil it?
Come to Tommy and Survival Tour and maybe I'll do that joke in some of the shows. but yes, we went out dancing. It was wicked. And what I love about this club, Jack, very specific, don't specify. I'm not doing what Tubbo did where he just announces where we go, the daft twat, and then all of our stinky, stupid fans show up, who I hate, by the way.
Mm.
Not really.
No.
Just a joke.
That's where we differ. That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
I feel real hatred in my heart.
I danced with these guys that were from Tomedy. It was wicked. I was dancing with them all night. And then, what? Why are you giving me the face? They were wicked. And this one guy came up to me. He was like, you're wicked. Can I buy you a drink? I was like, yeah, sure. It was awesome.
Have I ever told you about my strat for when people offer to buy me? If they recognize me and they go, can I buy you a drink? I go, yeah, sure. And then I cover their whole tab. Whatever they pay,
such a
whatever they buy in that, I do fucking it for
hell.
Them.
Mr. Beast over here.
It's my nice little, like,
fuck's sake, Jack games. Not me, I just take
I
the
just
drink.
Like, I think it's nice. I think
I
it's
just
nice.
Take the drink and pray they've
they,
not
they
put
offer
note
to buy
in
me
it.
A drink, and I think, oh, that's really kind of them to have offered that. I'm whatever they're ordering now, I'm going to sort out.
You are so daft. I got so many free drinks.
Yeah,
and I guess how much it cost me? Zero, hence free.
Yeah, but I, look, all right, if you've drank in this town as much as I have.
I haven't.
You can get free drinks from a lot of places.
What is that?
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay, all right. But yeah, so the great thing about this club, Jack, is very, very occasionally, they play a Bruce Springsteen song, Dancing in the Dark. However, I got there, they weren't playing it. I was getting a little annoyed by 2 a.m. So I started holding up my phone saying, play Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen. The DJ nods. I think, great. 30 more minutes go by, he's ignored my request. You have no idea how many people in the club don't resonate with this issue. Someone came up to me. I was like, hi, how you doing? I was like, well, I'm pissed off because I've asked the DJ to play Bruce Springsteen Dancing in the Dark and he's not playing it. And my plan was to get him to play as many Bruce songs as I could. She was like, ah, okay. No one. And I was going up, there were these 40-year-old women. I was going up to them going, he's not playing Bruce and he said he would.
It's been a big week of you realizing people don't care for Bruce the same way you do.
It's, what? Have they not heard him? Listen to Jungleland. Do you know what I mean?
He's all right.
Fuck off, you stupid twat. He's not all right. You're all wrong and me and my dad are right.
I know. Yeah, you know I have nothing but the utmost respect for you and your dad. But at the same time, I
genuinely...
You know, there's things I love that you probably don't love as much. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing came to me then.
It's all right.
I blanked out.
It's all right.
Shot blanks, like, you know, like you were...
I'm not even getting to that point.
I couldn't fathom why this DJ would ignore my request like this.
Because he probably knew he'd lose the room to Bruce.
He wouldn't lose
Reminds
the room
Reminds me
to
of
Bruce.
A similar show I went to this week.
Yeah, but I brought back the room with
you
ease.
You did. You did bring the room back.
I could not... No, he would gain the room with Dancing
I don't want to... Tomedy was incredible. It was like a really good night, by the way. I don't want to. I don't want it to sound like I'm slamming it. It actually was really fun. The last thing I want to do is like undersell how great of a time I had.
Man, all I had to do was slip you a tenner and you say all this.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. And no, let's face it, he's not very slippery with his tenors.
No, I hate paying for anything.
Yeah.
Except my holiday. I like paying for holidays. Going on holiday next week.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
I don't know.
You can figure it out.
Yeah.
I think I might go to Jamaica this year.
I've been there. It's wicked.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Wicked. I was quite young.
Well, obviously, but like, I mean, what was there? Oh, you were young.
Yeah, we were in a resort.
Oh, okay. So you weren't, you know, you didn't partake.
No, but my mum got offered some and I was very, and that's when she told me that she'd done drugs the first time and I fell out with her for a day. I just think drugs were very bad.
And they are.
And they are. I still do, but much less so because I've, you know, been around Bill's over so long. Do you know what I mean? He come round.
It is hard.
And he is a barrel of fun. He comes out, he makes the whole night. But we fucking love you, Bilzo.
Yeah, and he does love drugs.
Hang on. What's this point you wrote down here?
Oh, I don't know. I've not looked at the sheet.
It's after I say Bruce, I wrote in the point.
Oh, yeah, that was it. So this is a bit of a, we're moving on, but that's fine. I got an email this week from my old secondary school saying, we've got a careers week in March. Would you come in and speak to the kids? And I thought, what about my career? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, do you really want a bunch of kids wanting to be YouTubers more? but I think that what they want is actually a very accurate account of what it's like to be a YouTuber. So a bunch of kids just don't go away and think they can just doss about on camera and not do their exams.
Which you can, by the way. It's what I did.
No, don't say that. Because you're
funny.
No, I mean,
as long as you're aware, it's half luck.
No, but I was saying, you know, like there's all sorts of stuff that's like, you know, I mean, you know, I was trying to explain that, like, you know, I had a backup plan. I had my education in my back pocket. I also like use a lot of the skills I learned in school now, you know, some of the people, like, we work with people, and the people that we hire and underpay, they, you know, they have to have qualifications. You know, there isn't just YouTubers. There's like jobs within the YouTube
people you work with. That's mad. Why? Why would you do that when they would work for free? Why would you do? You're stupid.
Not what someone else was telling
me. When people come up to me and say, "Will you pay me?" I go, "I'm literally Tommy in it," and they walk away. Yeah. What are we talking about?
But my I was saying how obviously, you know, there's other jobs within YouTube. There isn't just like being a YouTuber. You'd be an editor or a channel manager or a manager. There's like a million jobs and
three. You named.
Well, no, but I can name more if I really sat down. Or I don't be a twat. But the point is, like, you know, pretty much every other job but the actual YouTuber, like, needs qualifications and needs exams and, like, you know.
Do you think I could have scripted Dream without my grade 9 in English language? No. I used every last bit of my grade 9 in English. I used point, evidence, explanation, link, peel, that is.
God, this guy was on Peel. This guy didn't even have Pearl.
Now, we have PQR, mate. Point, evidence, explanation, keyword analysis, writer's analysis, author summit. The last two were really similar for some reason. It wasn't great, PQR. I don't know why I misinvented PQR. Peel was working. Peel, there's no need to add QR. QR sound. I had a dream that I was going to do my school assembly, but it was just a dream.
Yeah, I think
I would love to do that.
I explained it. I was like, it's weird. Because
just slag off all the teachers, no, didn't like.
Everyone I've told has been like, that's really cool. And I'm like, is it?
Yes, yeah, wicked.
I'm just giving a secondary school assembly.
No, but bring pizzazz and charm and oomph.
I'm gonna. But I'm just like, yeah, it's. I hope this isn't a spoiler to the kids. I hope the school's all right with me talking about it. Ah, they'll be fine.
Worst case, you lose your opportunity. Then you can come down TCA with me. We'll do a duo. Shut up, I'm talking assembly edition. That works.
Wait,
well.
Hold on. We should do a tour, but instead of going to theatres, we'll just go to secondary schools around the country.
No.
And we'll do a live podcast for an assembly.
That's such a shite idea.
A couple of Minecraft YouTubers doing that. God, that'll go down well. That'll go down a treat.
Yeah, move it back on.
But yeah, no, that I had a little meeting and it was really cool just to like have, it's weird for your school to like acknowledge you as someone that's cool.
My English teacher, when I went back into school to say hi to my music teacher, he saw me and he went, "Dom, you're famous now." And then he walked away.
That's good.
Ah, that was a nice statement.
I'm curious how they all, because they said to me, the school were like, "Oh yeah, it's like only 25 minutes and then you can get off." And I'm like, look. And they were like, "Oh, but if you could stay for 5 minutes," I'm like, "I'm traveling all the way back home. Like, if you need me for the day, I'm like there, you know, like it's like not a problem."
You know, my school, you know, from the school play I did, they've kept up all the photos of my year.
That's good.
I guess we're talking
you
about
keep
your school.
Sorry, my point I just to awkward
I'm,
spot.
Sorry. We're I'm now sorry. Just like, sorry. I'm just
I didn't explain what I was going
school.
To explain.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm was doing
that,
it wrong.
That I might actually, I'll get a, you know, if I'm hanging about for the day, I might actually see all the old teachers and see how they react. But you cut me off too early where sorry, it just looked like no. I wanted to linger around a secondary school all day. And I thought, I really need it. I'm like, no, I need to give the reason.
No, tell me when I can go.
Yeah, you can go now. I really needed to explain the reason.
Can I?
No, well, no, actually now, because you made this whole point really awkward. All I wanted to, they said, "Oh, can you stay 5 minutes?" I'm like, I can be there as long as you want. So maybe I'll get to see all the teachers, is what I was going to say. But now it just seems like I was really willing to linger around a school. And now I'm probably not going to be invited anymore because I think if I make a... Oh, my God.
It's like, hey, breathe, pal, breathe. It's been a stressful week for you.
It's weekend. I didn't have a weekend.
Oh, no.
I'm having a day off tonight. This is my first day off.
It's not really a day off, is it, if you're filming it?
I'm having an... Well, usually I don't get my evenings because I stream. I'm not no stream God. Tonight. Just
this assembly is going to be so inspiring.
Yeah. Well, I think what they want me to do is put them all off, so I'm going to tell them how terrible this all is.
Anyway, yeah.
No, I think that's a joke.
At my school, they've kept up all the photos
yeah.
of my year, and it's all photos of me being the villain in the school play. So they're just photos of me, like, fake bashing people.
Sounds like real life, buddy, because right now you are really, really the villain in this story.
How? What? Hang on. No, no.
I know. I just hear you've been bullying this poor guy and not paying people and racist.
What? Okay, what?
That's what I heard.
Can you save it for the Patreon?
Just in a video today I watched, I saw all those accusations about you.
And I'm still on the school website too. I'm just proud of it, man. I'm proud.
You should be.
They keep me on the website.
I was, but they eventually took me down.
Yeah, they're leaving me up. As an what's it called? An accolade?
What
is it?
Oh, wait, no, you left a long time. We left at the same time. Because I did my sixth form. No, so
at the same time, yeah.
We left at the same time. Well, then, never mind.
Yeah, but...
Your mind got rid of me.
Apparently they're getting stricter too. I'm going to go in, give an assembly. I'm going to crowd work them. I'm going to point at all the teachers I didn't like, go, didn't like you. I'm going to put all the teachers I love and go, you better start paying some fucking respect on her name. My music teacher, put some respect on her damn name. She's the fucking best in the world. You daft. Oh no, probably shouldn't air that. I'm getting too passionate.
You're way too passionate.
No, she's the best, my music teacher at school.
The weird question they asked me is they're like, what year group would you like to speak to? That was the one I was like, what? I don't.
Year eight, they're the most impressionable. That's when I wanted to be a popular kid in year eight.
Right. Yeah, because they were like, well, and I'm like, I don't know that my message is particularly catered to a specific age group.
Well, every year.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I'm there for the, I'll do all of them if you want. I'm not bothered. I didn't have a specific age in mind for my message.
Let's get to your next, let's move it on. You've been talking about secondary schools too long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, this is, yeah, I forgot. We got so distracted by all that's gone off this week. Apparently, this week was supposed to be the week where I spoke about my ADHD consultation. I would have been finally diagnosed. But luckily, it wasn't actually Dream that ruined that. It was the psychiatrist was ill, so they postponed my diagnosis a week. I feel there's some irony in postponing an ADHD diagnosis, but I can't quite put my finger on it. But yeah, so I've still not got it officially. Now it's tomorrow. You know how last podcast it was tomorrow? Now it's actually tomorrow that it's now it's because it got pushed back. So it's tomorrow that I'm going to find out for good what I've got going on up there.
All right. Well, next week won't even be the ADHD episode because we've got an incredible guest next week.
We do.
The week after, we'll find out. So, yeah, the week,
God, you're going to have to wait a little while, but we have the guest is like really, really worth it.
Oh, mate.
I think it's the best guest yet.
It's harsh to our other guests.
No, but I just think we knew all this. Every other guest so far we knew and were like,
I did not know Jedward, and I was not friends with Jedward.
I'm friends with Jedward.
I am friends with Jedward now.
One of us, like, this is the thing. With every other guest, one of us was friends with a guest at least. This is the first time we've pulled a guest.
Exciting.
This is the first time we've pulled a guest off of just, you know, aura alone.
Fuck off. What, you're year nine?
They saw
aura alone.
They saw the podcast. They saw its great aura and they went, we want to be part of it.
All right, let's move. I tell you what, here's what I had to do. This was my big fucking stress this week, man. This stressed me out all week, man. I had to save my plant. I bought this devil's ivy. Massive.
Well,
plant.
There you are. That's all, thinking you should it's be saving anything with devil in its name.
But it was horrid. Have you ever? I had this plant. It was just wilting in my room and it was dying bits falling off. I was thinking, I'm getting so depressed. So I thought, fuck this. I'm going to save it. Who do I speak to? I didn't know no one to speak to about it. No one I know.
I don't know who
plants.
Knows plants.
Don't worry. My neighbours do. So I earn their trust, Jack, before I can ask them about plants. I take their dog for a walk. We go on a great walk.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to take their dog for a walk whenever they want. I love taking out their dog. It's a wicked dog. It's very well trained and it plays with me. So I loved it. Anyway, I've earned their trust now. So I text saying, you've got some nice potted plants. Can you help me with my plant? She goes, all right. So she helps me. I send her a photo. She says, you need to repot it. So order a pot, order a bit of soil. Have you ever repotted a plant? Fucking hell. It's the most stressful thing in the world. You got Harry fucking
balancing some devil's ivy, or I'm pouring soil and it's going all over the kitchen floor. And then Aaron's going to come in and seal all the soil, and so we have to do it quick so Aaron don't see that we've got mud everywhere. I'm going, Barry,
Aaron, like the authority here.
Oh, Aaron will get so pissed off that there was mud. He cares so much about the kitchen floor being nice. So anyway,
yeah, if you drop food on it and it's nice, you can eat the food still.
So yeah, I'm pouring the mud everywhere, and it's so stressful. And you get it in, and then I'm texting the neighbor, is this all right? She's going, nah, it needs more water. But it says on the website the devil's ivy doesn't like water. You pour more water on, the leaves are still dropping off. You have to buy a second bag of soil because there wasn't enough soil. You pour that in, but you can only get it around the sides of the thing now, and there's soil all over the living room floor. It's gone deep into the carpet. Fuck me, man. It was the first time I genuinely was like, my life is horrible.
Why are you even trying to say devil's ivy? That sounds like a horrible, horrible plant.
It's a cool plant.
Yeah, but it has devil in the name. A stug for Allah, you are helping the devil. That's horrible.
What did you just say?
Stug for Allah.
What does that mean?
It's an Arabic phrase. I forget exactly its meaning, but it's like shame. It's like that great shame on you.
Pride on me. I'm helping this great plant. It's a great plant, but my other upstairs plant, my little other plant, is dying too. It's making me think, how the hell am I going to have a baby or a dog if I can't look after
babies,
a fucking plant?
No, babies, the thing is, the second they start, so plants will just start needing things, but they won't tell you. And that's the problem with plants, lack of communication. Any good relationship is built off of communication, and plants don't do that.
Here's the problem though. The baby's crying. I'm a super heavy sleeper.
No, right. You tried to sleep just now. Just try and sleep for me, please. Just close your eyes.
I can probably get to sleep in about 25 minutes.
Quickly, just try and...
I think 25 minutes.
Close your eyes, really quick.
No, because you're going to slap me or something.
No. Why would I do... No, just close your eyes. It's okay.
No, stop. Because when we used to watch telly, my dog, Nora, that had dementia and cataracts, so she couldn't see or think, would just stand.
Because I couldn't think.
Would stand in the corner, staring at the wall, woofing at the wall, for like an hour going, ah! 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 Into the wall. And we tuned it out. So I'd just go to sleep and she'd still woof all night long, and I could sleep through it. And we just watched we watched a full TV show with her at the top of her lungs going, ah, ah. So I properly could sleep through anything. I mean,
that's our new segment called Making Noise.
And my mum was very determined when I was a baby. She was like, I don't want our son to be a light sleeper. So let's be really loud while the baby's quiet, while the baby's sleeping. So my mum would clatter about while I was like a 2-month-year-old trying to sleep. But now I can sleep through anything. That's my mother's training. And Nora,
it's like a Shaolin monk, you know, those guys that get like kicked in the balls so that they don't feel their balls anymore.
What,
have you not seen those guys, those like Shaolin monks?
What the fuck's going on with you at the minute in your crotch area, man?
Have you seen those Shaolin monks? And like,
no, I haven't.
There's these dudes and they train to resist pain, and then like the way they show that off is they have like these big demonstrations where like this, like the I don't know if he's called like a, I don't know what the name is for the lead Shaolin monk, but like he'll like take his like students and like just kick them in the balls repeatedly, and the guys will just tank it. They'll go like, hey! And they'll just like take it, and it's because they've trained. They've trained their testicles. I imagine what they haven't trained them to do is be fertile, though. After all that kicking, I imagine that's the consequence. But I tell you what, they could take any blow they wanted to those balls.
That's your point now.
Oh, is it?
Let's move
excellent.
On this ball talk, because it's not very appetizing to our viewers. I think as a viewer.
Oh yeah, this is a genuine question to the viewers. Does anyone know how to get red wine out of a ceiling?
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I haven't told my landlord yet, so we need to get on this quick. But I was trying to open a Magnum bottle of wine Ellie bought me a couple of years ago. I still hadn't opened it. I thought, fuck, you know, tonight's the night. I fancy some red wine. I opened the red wine, but I tried to unscrew the cork. Tom, the cork fell to bits. The corkscrew just ripped it up, and I tried to pull it out, and it just ripped it. And I was like, shit, well, fuck. The cork isn't out, but I can't get it out because every time I try and pull it, it just rips off more. And I don't want bits of cork in him. And Ellie's like, you just have to shove the cork in. It's the only way. You just have to push it down into the wine and it can float. So I pushed it down. But the immense pressure of doing this that built up meant it went in, and right as it went in, wine just spurted up and hit me in the face. So I'm now blind from wine. And Ellie goes, oh my God, it's everywhere. And I'm like, what do you mean? She went, it's on the ceiling. And I went, please wipe my face, because my face was just covered in red wine. And I just looked up, and my ceiling like just has like a, what looks like a blood splatter.
Oh, what the fuck?
Because I've just accidentally launched wine at my ceiling. So anyway, I rubbed it off all the walls, but I tried the same technique on the ceiling and it didn't work. So if anyone knows how to get red wine out of a white ceiling, that would be great, because I didn't even think red wine could get there. But all the, apparently if you push the cork in, it will go. It looked like I'd murdered someone in my kitchen, but I hadn't, obviously. I just tried to have a glass of red wine. It was very nice red wine, but it's got a slightly weird texture now because there's cork in it.
There is evidence, because you've had a tough week, that if you were in cork, someone
in cork
could use against you, because maybe you.
What the fuck have you just said? What have you actually just said just then?
I don't have to worry about landlords, because I'm the landlord.
I know. Yeah, I've not bought my place yet. So
I have. So
yeah, you own several properties though, and you charge people lots of rent.
Stop.
Yeah, with all that money, you really think you pay people more?
Fuck off.
But that's whatever. Well, I'll move on. If that's just a, please leave that in the comments, because I really need to fix that.
Oh, you've got a
little comment.
Me and my dad went on this mad walk.
Yeah,
it was well muddy. We're going up the side of this cliff, real high up. Dad fell. And he didn't nearly slide off the cliff, but he wasn't too far off. It made me shit myself. Anyway, we went on this massive muddy walk. It was very relaxing, though. It was the most calm I felt in a long time.
Dad fell and nearly died.
No, at the top of this cliff, it was like Breath of the Wild, just silence. I'll put a photo on the Patreon. Just complete silence. As I said, I've only been up there. It's been really windy. Soft whistling of the wind. You can see all the sea. It was beautiful. Mm. Anyway, on my way back down, my dad did a joke that I thought if you were there for, you would have loved. I thought it was all right.
Please, but I love your dad's jokes.
I know, because he delivers them in a very sort of stern way, doesn't he?
Your dad is quite a quiet man who doesn't really often say loads. And occasionally we'll all be joking around and, you know, we're all quite loud people. And then he will, in his very sort of calm, almost monotone voice, add something that is so absurd, but he'll say it with such seriousness.
He can be quite techno, can't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There you are. It's very similar to how techno was. And it kills me. I think it's so funny.
But yeah, so he fell over a few times. We were walking and he fell and he did a proper like slip and everything. And he's a massive guy. So he's a massive fall. And like the second he hit the ground, like not like with any beat, and he'd hit the ground and he looked up at me and just went, I've just fallen over. Just announced that he'd fallen over. Even if it was like the moment, I was like, and I just said, Jack would have loved that.
You nailed the delivery.
I've just fallen over. And it was like, oh. It was very funny. It was because he was such a huge fall. He was like covered in mud. Oh. And then he looked up and his emotion didn't, he showed no panic in his face.
No, he never does.
The only thing he shows is, what Harry said is, after I did the long Bruce song, it's the first time he saw my dad show true emotion, and it was great pride. But he was very adamant that the people will love if I do. And the second I finished doing the 9-minute Bruce song, he came backstage and went, it's going to work. It didn't work then, but it's going to work. I was like, Dad, I'm not sure that playing Bruce for 9 minutes is going to make anyone but me, you, and maybe Jack, if he's really drunk, laugh. He's like, no, it's going to work. And I watched it back and it worked on me. I loved it. But yeah, I thought you would have loved that. But you should come on another walk with us.
I will. I'd happily come on a walk with you.
When you're less intense.
What?
Because you're intense at the minute.
Oh, come on. It's been an intense weekend.
Not for me. I was on the Sunday, an hour before I filmed my video, I was covered in mud with my dad.
All right.
I had a very relaxing weekend, aside from the bits that were really unrelaxing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I just sort of got really caught up in those.
Yeah.
I did a stream with car seat headrest, actually.
That's very cool.
That was really cool. Yeah, they reached out to me. They were like, oh, hi.
Do you think you could get a guest list on their shows?
Maybe.
Not,
I didn't ask.
Sort of a friend, are you?
Well, no, but Andrew, the drummer, said, hey, me and Will, the singer, have a second project. It's a comedy project called One Trait Danger. And we make games. under that comedy project, and we just made a game. We'd love to play with you on stream.
That's ace.
I went, great. And it was, you know what? It's called One Trait Escapes. Really fucking fun. It was a really good game. First boss fight was like, we played up until the first boss fight, and it was like really inventive. And like, there was like a bit where you had to like type racer against it and stuff. It was like very like, It was really fun. I think it'd be up your street.
That sounds like a good laugh.
And it's like kind of funny because, you know, it's their comedy things. Like the story's funny.
I love a bit of comedy.
You do. And it really, it was.
This is something. Deblon Yint.
Right, what you've just done is not...
Say it again. Deblon, D-E-B-L-O-N, yeah. Yint, Y-I-N-T.
Go on.
Deblon Yint.
No, you can keep saying it, but I wish you'd elaborate on what it is.
That's a sick name I came up with.
Follow what, like a character?
Yeah.
Star Wars? Sounds like Star Wars.
Oh, no. Deblon Yint.
It like sounds like fucking like Yin Gumpo or whatever. Like there's like some strange little like Star Wars side characters. Sounds like one of those.
Deblon cool, Yint. Isn't it?
It's all right. I wouldn't make him like a main character in Star Wars because they
Deblon
have, it's kind of
Yint.
Funny. All the main characters in Star Wars are very normal names like Luke, but then like all the side characters are like Squibbly McFibbly. Like, you know,
like, it doesn't have to be Star Wars. It can be anything.
No.
Deblon Yint.
He wouldn't really fit in anything but Star Wars. Maybe Dune, but that's because, you know, they sort of, Star Wars copied Dune a little bit, didn't it?
Nah, it works. It's going to go somewhere.
Well, yeah, I'd love if everyone it's would like now. To post their Deblon Yint fan art.
Imagine what it is to you.
Yeah, everyone with hashtag shut up, I'm talking fan art. Post
no, hashtag Deblon Yint.
All right, fine. Hashtag Deblon Yint. Post your Deblon Yint fan art.
Or just think about it. You don't have to do art.
Oh, here's the thing. You guys would love this. I discovered the Stanley Cup. Well, I hadn't discovered.
Was it a very flat cup?
No. Because of the Stanley. Book Flat Stanley, that was good.
God, I'm on but, fucking fire.
You're
today.
On fire. Tomedy 2 is going to be great. I almost called it Deblon Yint, for fuck's sake. You said it so many times.
Good name.
Deblon Cup. No, the Stanley Cup Yint. Is basically this cup that everyone on TikTok got obsessed with. They were drinking their crazy waters and these big Stanley cups. And they're like essentially like a big mug, thermal mug. And it like keeps shit really cold or really hot. And people just started filling up with water. And I thought everyone on TikTok was buying these Stanley Cups and they're like a bit too expensive and whatever. And I was thinking, at the end of the day, like the only benefit I can see is this holds a lot of water and that's really well and good. But I could just go fill up my glass two or three times from the tap and it would be fine. So I never quite got the appeal. But anyway, Ellie bought a new Stanley Cup recently because she was on the Stanley Cup craze. And I thought, well, I suppose since there's one going spare, like I'll have it. I was wrong to laugh at these people.
Really?
What a tremendous invention. Why is it hydrated? You fill it up. It holds like a litre of water. Chuck a bit of ice in there, mate. I'm telling you, when I go to bed, I put ice in my drink. If I wake up in the morning and haven't drank it all, it's warm. Last night, I did it with a Stanley Cup. Ice cold when I woke up. Still little bits of ice in it. It kept cold through my entire 8 or 9 hours sleep. My freezer.
You just have ice.
Yeah, I always have ice.
Wicked.
You can have ice too. Buy ice trays, fill them up from the tap. The water will turn to ice.
Well, you just get an ice.
You just get ice whenever you want. And it makes all your drinks really much nicer.
That's such a sick idea. I've never thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Wicked.
We even have some shaped ice. We have ice that is in the shape of guns, and ice in the shape of skulls, and ice in the shape of a teddy bear, and ice in the shape of a sphere, which is just a shape, and cubes. That's the standard shape.
I'm happy with cubes. It's not really a shape thing for me.
Oh, I know. Once you've seen the teddy bear ice, you go, and it even has like textured fur. It's a really in-depth mold, but it looks a bit like a little flashlight.
Does that change the texture of the drink?
No, the liquid is mostly the same.
Okay. But
there's a little teddy bear. Like, imagine a glass of water and there's a little ice teddy bear in there.
He's going to die, isn't he? He's going to turn.
He does die.
Yeah. I think I'll get ice cubes is a great idea. Yeah, I'll try that.
You can get reusable ice cubes. We have them too.
What are they?
They are like plastic things you put in the freezer. So and
it's very freezer orientated, isn't it, ice?
You have to have a freezer.
I have one.
Good. What people often worry about when they put ice in their drink is that it will water it down. Because when the ice melts, it becomes water. All of a sudden,
not my drinks.
If you're like me and you want to drink neat whiskey for hours.
I've got a big glass.
I've got four big glass.
That's really, okay.
No, they're really.
Yeah,
big.
I know, but I don't know what, how they wouldn't water your drink down.
Because I put the ice in, so it's not going to overflow, is it?
No. No one's worried about overflowing, Tom. Like, say I'm drinking, like, as I say, like a whiskey. I put ice in it. All of a sudden, my whiskey gets watered down. I'm not getting that whiskey hit I want because it's now watery whiskey.
Oh,
so all of a sudden, what you do is
that's what watered down means.
Yeah. So okay. What you do is you take these reusable ice cubes, and what they are, they're just like little bits of plastic you put in the freezer, but they don't melt. They just get warm, but they don't melt because they're just bits of plastic. So all of a sudden, it doesn't change, alter the flavor of your beverage.
That's all AI and some weird shit, though.
No, the best ones are metal ones. I know my good friend Paracynical used to have metal ice cubes. I thought those were very cool, but we have like colorful plastic ones, which will do, I guess.
I'll just stick to the cubes, I think.
Yeah, just sometimes it waters your drink.
If I have a whiskey, I won't put it in my whiskey. But no, I don't drink whiskey.
Should be whiskey on the rocks is much nicer than neat. Because
why were you complaining about whiskey?
Well, I wouldn't want it watered down, but I would want it cold.
Deblon Yint. That is a solid name.
I don't. Should we check how the worm is doing?
Yeah.
Or is there anything else to?
You skip your shopping trolley.
Oh my god! Wait, no, guys, fuck the worm. Hold on. I had such a
maybe that'd work.
I had such a big revelation as I was playing my podcast topics. I got onto small talk with Mirren over there. She
work, Mirren.
She had on her keys a little.
You've shifted the mic. It's not appropriate right now.
No. Sorry, God, no. She had on her keys just a little one of those like little shopping trolley. You know how some trolleys take a quid. You can't pull. And there's like a little chain that plugs into them. And you have to put a pound in. You can't get your pound back out until you've put the chain back in. And basically, that's a way of making sure you don't steal the trolley because how else would you get your pound back?
I know that.
I started. And anyway, Mirren had one of the alternative to a pound on her keys. But I started thinking about it, and I thought, I don't think a pound's quite enough to deter me from stealing a trolley. In fact, I'd go as far as to say
you're buying people's tabs all over the shop. I know what I mean.
Yeah, and I have all that money from not paying editors. So I thought a pound isn't enough to distract me from
theft.
Well, no, because and secondly, I think even I'm less likely to steal one of the free ones because if I put a pound in it, I've made an agreement now. If I put it back, I get my pound back. And if I want to take it, they keep the pound. Well, I've just bought it then, haven't I? That's what I've done. I've purchased a trolley for the great price of a pound. So I said to Mirren, how much are, shopping trolleys are more than a pound to buy. And you're presenting me the option of putting a pound in and getting to keep it forever. This feels like a steal, like a bargain, not a steal as in theft. I mean, a steal as in like I've gotten a deal. So I looked it up. Shopping trolleys are £200 to buy.
Really?
And the shops are offering them for just a quid. And then I thought, I've got this great new business idea. I'm going to start putting a pound in the trolleys and taking them, as I'm rightfully allowed to do, because the agreement is you put a pound in and you only get the pound back when you put it back. But again, as far as I'm aware, all right, so if I don't put it back, what, you keep the pound? Fine, yeah, that's cool. So I'm going to put a pound in and take all the trolleys home and then sell them on. And make £199 profit per trolley. Because, well, yeah, as I said...
You sell them at a small discount to make your trolley.
Maybe I'll sell them for 150 quid. That's still £149 profit. So I think I'm going to start stealing and... Well, not steal, again, because it's not steal. I'm buying them for a hound. But I think I'm going to start buying... what I'm going to do is turn all my money into pound coins. I'm going to turn all the money I have into pound coins and buy... And I'm not going to say how many trolleys I can afford, but it's a lot. it's like, I don't even know how I'm going to store all that many trolleys, but I'll work it out. And I'm going to sell them. And guess what? I'm going to turn what
By
I have...
By the way, Americans, shopping carts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, shopping carts. But anyway, I think I'm going to be a millionaire, like a tens of millionaire. Every pound I have right now is going to turn into £149. So essentially I'm going to 150x my money. I'm going to be worth like, I don't want to say how much, but it's a lot.
Funnily enough.
You could do the maths and work out how much I have now if I say, so I shouldn't say.
Yeah, a trolley nearly got me once.
What?
Well, there was a big Tesco near school and there was a trolley. Hanging about because people would take the trolleys and play with them. I never steal a trolley.
That's stealing because they didn't put the pound in, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a trolley just in this muddy field. I was with Aaron at the time, but I was also 13, 14.
we're on the walk to school and it was very cold. And I was with some friends and I saw the trolley and I had a grand idea because they did it in Fortnite at the time where you could ride in the shopping carts.
You could in Fortnite, yes.
So I thought, oh, brilliant. So what I did was I got in the trolley and got to the top of the hill and said, push me. And they went, are you sure, Tom? And I said, yeah, definitely. And then they pushed me down the hill. Funnily enough, the trolley didn't hold. So it collapsed on top of me and it hurt a lot.
Was it like a cage? Were you caged within its...
No, just a trolley fell on my head and I was 14. Ooh. And there was the momentum of it. I have a video of it. I could put that on the Patreon.
Yeah. But you also probably should put a disclaimer, don't ride in trolleys down hills.
It was wicked.
Even if Fortnite says you can.
It was wicked and I could do it in Fortnite, but it hurt a lot in real life. And I had a funny day at school that day. Anyway.
Oh, I've got to get on with the trolleys. People are going to... The national supply of trolleys is really going to drop when everyone hears about this and starts doing the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think... Oh, what I didn't think about in my plan is what if... Because I know how many pounds I have, but what if there's not enough trolleys for all the pounds
I have? What if more pounds?
Well, no, not even that. What if there... I think I might have more pounds than there are trolleys in the country.
I don't think there's that great supply. Who wants trolleys?
Oh, all the shops will want them back. Because they'll have none left because I'll be buying them all off them. They never expect anyone to buy them all like that. So they'll run out of stock. And then everyone will go into the shops going, where's my trolley? And they'll go, oh, right. Some fella bought them.
Right.
Worm, is
Shut
it then?
Shut up about trolleys. Let's have a look at this worm and then let's, you know.
He's not there. Right, well, that was it. Let's talk about this
We've only got one note on the Patreon today, so...
We've got a lot to talk about.
Right, if you want to go into our Patreon, it's a link in the description. Usually on the Patreon, we get a little more relaxed, a little more loose-lipped, and as you're about to see,
we're going to be addressing it all!
Okay, so...
$7.
Come on over to our Patreon.
£5, $7.
All right. Jack's very into it.
Let's do the noise.
Patreon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.